My name is Robert Mark. This is the meeting of the Pacifica Radio Audit Committee. Today is May 24th. It's 8:39 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:39 p.m. Central Time, and 5:39 p.m. Pacific Time. This is an open session of the Pacifica Audit Committee. And Mr. Secretary, would you call the roll?
Sure. So, Grace Allen?
Here.
Okay, Grace is here. Ahmed said that he's not going to be here. Benito Diaz?
Present.
Benito is here. Elaine Duncan? Not here. Sasha Futron? Is not here. Jamie Gomez? Is not here. Judy Hewitt? Not here. William Heerwagen?
Present.
William is here. Kenneth Volker? Not here. Robert Mark?
I'm here. You can hear me.
Yeah. Yep. PK McCary? PK?
Here.
Yeah, PK is here. Dorothy Reich?
I'm here.
Okay, Dorothy is here. Irene Watson?
I'm here, yes.
Irene is here. James Sagadin?
Here.
James is here. Tanaka is here. At the moment, we have 9 people, Robert.
That constitutes a quorum?
Yes, more than 8. Since there are 15 people, we have 8 in the quorum.
Okay. So the next thing we need to do is select or have volunteers for timekeepers. Who wants to volunteer to do the items?
I can do the items.
Okay, Aki is doing the items, and who wants to volunteer to do the speakers? No volunteers?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone?
This is Grace. I'll do the speakers.
Okay. Good enough. Next item on the agenda is agenda approval. Did everybody get the agenda?
Mr. Benito.
Yeah.
Mr. Benito.
Yeah, I just have a question.
Okay.
Point for vote on interviewing firms. What's that about? You gave it 30 minutes.
That's the main item of business on the agenda. That's where we're going to decide whether we need to interview firms or whether we can select with the information we have. That was the motion that passed at the last meeting.
During the open meeting?
During the open meeting, I thought. But it's open business. It's, you know, we're talking about process. We're not talking about specific
No, I'm not arguing one way or the other. I just wanted to ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So are there any objections to the agenda? Hearing none, let's go on to minutes. I have minutes from Tuesday, May 9th.
That was the last open meeting.
Does anybody have any comments, additions, corrections for the minutes for Tuesday, May 9th?
This is Grace. I move that we accept the minutes of May 9th.
Does anybody object to the acceptance of the May 9th minute, open session minute?
Yeah, William here.
Yes, William.
Yeah, I'd have to abstain because I
haven't had a chance to see them yet, and I'm traveling now.
Okay. Is it kosher to just show that there were no objections and one abstention? Do we have to call them?
Yeah, that's good.
So.
Unfortunately, the comment was garbled. I didn't hear. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I was moved.
Okay. Okay. Benito's put it in the form of the motion. So is there any objection?
Wait a minute. I'm just trying to get the floor so I can say basically the same thing that William just said, that I abstain.
Okay. Well, then I guess, can we show two abstentions and accept unanimity otherwise, or do we have to call the roll? Any objection to doing it that way? Hearing none, show that it was that the minutes were approved by the people in attendance other than Williams and Bernito's abstention. Okay. The next item on my agenda is the main order of business. The process of voting or not on the interviewing of the firms. We have four candidates that we have narrowed the matter down to. What's your pleasure?
This is Grace. Can I make a motion, Robert?
Well, you have the floor. You can do with it what you choose.
Okay. I move that we make the decision based on the information we have without any interviews, because I think that we have more than sufficient information to make that decision. And because it's urgent that we get this...
Okay, you're arguing your motion. Can you focus on what the motion is, and then we'll allow you to motivate it?
Okay. The motion is to move forward without interviews to choose the audit firm based on the information, the written information we have.
Second.
I second.
So objection.
Seconds are not required in a small committee. I haven't asked whether anybody objects, Benito. I was going to allow her to motivate the motion, and I didn't suspect that there wouldn't be an objection. So let's let her motivate, and then Benito, you will have the floor.
And also, Jamie Gomez has joined also.
Okay, the record notes Jamie Gomez is present at the meeting.
Yeah, Robert, you have a lot of static. It's hard to understand you.
Okay. Okay, can I motivate the motion?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. It's really urgent that we get this audit started as soon as is humanly possible. And we have plenty of information that we can evaluate these audit firms on. I'm very happy with the responses. I think we've got more than enough information to base a decision on. So I move that we move forward to choose an audit firm without any interviews. Just based on that's basically it. My motivation.
Okay. All right. Benito, you were next.
Yeah, and by the way, I couldn't hear Grace very well. I don't know what's up with the phones. But anyway, my objection is that we've already been through this last meeting. And I don't have to repeat history. You know, Grace made a motion. I made an amendment. My amendment failed. The main motion failed. And then Eileen... put forth a substitute motion, and that's what finally carried. So why is he trying to bring this up again? We already agreed on the process.
Because the substitute motion was to decide tonight whether or not we interview firms. The main motion was to not interview firms. The substitute motion was to interview firms. Both failed. And so a motion was made that we have our discussion last time and then decide this time whether or not to go forward with interviewing firms. That's what the item on the agenda is for.
That's one interpretation. Maybe Eileen should speak to this, but I guess that maybe I was wrong, but my interpretation was that we would discuss the four firms and then decide based on the information they have after we have had a discussion about the four firms, then we decide whether we have enough information to decide tonight or whether we want to interview these folks.
I lean to the stack.
Eileen, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a few questions for some of these firms that could probably be answered by email and not necessarily through calls. And they are, just asking for clarification on things we've already asked. So it's not, getting additional information that the others haven't been able to provide us. It's just clarifying a few things.
Well, my recollection was that if we were to do interviews, it would only be of two firms.
That's true.
So I don't know which firms you have follow-up questions on, but if we narrow it to two firms, the firms you have questions on may not be in the two.
That's very true. I will say that I think Grace's motion is premature. I think we do need to have a discussion on this before we make a firm decision on which way to go.
Aki, okay. Does that?
Aki, go ahead.
There is a discussion time allocated. Since the nature of the discussion will be somewhat confidential, that's why we have an executive session to fully discuss the firms. We're not going to select understate the discussion. That's why there's a whole session for discussion of items that is revealed in the answers.
I would like to put myself on the stack. My only concern here is that we are under a deadline by the California Secretary of State. And any further delay in our getting this audit completed and approved after, I believe, the date is August 23rd. But when you look at the timelines on the proposals and you look at how long it takes anything business to get done by the full PNB, we are under a crunch here, and we need to all be cognizant of the fact that delay in this process could cost Pacifica its corporate charter, its nonprofit status, and its very existence. So, if y'all can, in the discussion involving the firms, work that out, that's okay by me.
So, Judy is on the line.
Okay. Yes. Benito to the stack.
Go ahead, Benito.
PK to the stack.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all understand the pressure that we're under or the gun that's to our heads that Robert just elaborated. But that's not a reason to shortcut the process. That just means we need to act with due diligence. That's what that means. But there is a process. I mean, you can either make a decision knowing what you're doing or without knowing what you're doing. With information or without, or let's say with sufficient information or without. Now, the committee has the choice. It can do either one or the other. I don't think it would be a very good idea to try to make a decision without knowing everything we need to know in order to select the proper firm. I mean, to me, that's just common sense. Anyway.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, I'm sorry I'm late.
Okay. Anybody else want to discuss the motion?
I asked to be on the stack. This is PK.
PK, go ahead.
I think processes are processes for a reason, because you might miss something. And while we have a lot of information that's from a marketing standpoint about what makes a CPA firm good or bad, I think that all four are merit-worthy. But I think denying this process leaves something a little tainted. I understand the need for expedience, but haste makes waste. We can make a mistake by not doing these interviews. I think that we kind of agreed, or I thought there was a consensus, that if we get down to two, that we'd have the interview if we chose to need more. But we haven't discussed these firms among ourselves, and it leaves me thinking that those that talk together and work together have decided which firms that they want, and the numbers may be against those. I would like to have as much information that comes from every facet. What is written and what is said are two forms of communication, and I think both are needed. And I would just like us to do the right thing, to get the right firm, to have transparency that the right firm was chosen because we interviewed. And so that's my two cents about processes.
Anybody else?
Yeah, William, point of information.
William, go ahead.
I'd like to know if anybody knows that since the last email that I saw from the CFO left a lot of questions about our state of readiness, that we might not be ready. I'd like to know what progress has been made. Are we anywhere near ready?
Well, the CFO also sent an email, as did the interim executive director, begging us to make a decision as soon as possible on this so that we don't miss that August deadline. So I think that tells me that, you know, there have been previous reports. I can't relate them verbatim, but him saying that making the decision, that the books are close enough that we should make the decision, tells me that he's pretty confident with the status of the station.
Oh, I think what he wrote, this is William, may I respond?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think, if I remember correctly, what the CFO wrote was that they hope to be ready by the end of May 29th, I think might have been the date, but it could go into the first week of June. So I'm not sure we're under all that pressure to get it done tonight. If we have to meet, what's today, Wednesday? If we have to meet Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, let's just do it. And just
Jamie Gomez for the SPAC.
There was somebody before Jamie. Who was it?
Yeah, that was me, Eileen.
Eileen, go ahead.
Yeah, is there any way we could shorten the open meeting and go to our closed meeting? Because we're just going to go around circles if we can't talk about what our questions are and the details. Thank you.
If people quit asking for the stack and we vote on the motion that's on the floor, then there's nothing left but to adjourn. So, Jamie, what do you got?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that the message that I got from our interim executive director and our chief financial officer was they had requested that we select the auditor tonight so that the PNB could vote on approving them tomorrow.
Benito to this deck.
Yes,
Robert. Robert, point of order. Oh, never mind.
Thank you.
But
Benito.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I think we all read the same emails from both the IED and the CFO. We, you know, I hear people using these references that the CFO said this and the IED said that, as if they were, you know, God's messengers on earth. I think each and every single one of us has our own capacity to make our own decisions. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm not impressed by opinions given by so-and-so and so-and-so. I don't care what their position is.
Okay.
So the bottom line, like I said earlier, we can either make an informed decision or we can make an ignorant decision. It's the committee's choice.
Robert, would you like me to read the motion?
Please.
Okay. The motion is that we move forward with making the decision to hire an audit firm based on the written information we have received and forego conducting interviews.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, call the roll.
Okay. So the motion is what the Grace Allen just read. Grace Allen?
Yes.
Grace Allen is yes. Okay, Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito Diaz is no. Jamie Gomez?
Yes.
Jamie Gomez is yes. Judy Hewitt?
Pass.
Judy Hewitt passes. Okay. William Gehrwagen?
No.
William Gehrwagen is no. Ken Loeffler?
Pass.
Ken Loeffler passes. Kiki McKelly?
No.
Kiki McKelly votes no. Dorothy Wright?
I'm here, yes, I
vote
yes.
Okay, Dorothy Reich votes yes. Irene Wasson? Irene Wasson?
I vote no.
Irene Wasson votes no. Okay. Jamie Sagerton?
Yes.
Jamie Sagerton votes yes. Okay. Then Tanaka votes yes. Going to go back to the past now. Judy Hewitt? Judy Hewitt?
Yeah, sorry. I missed. Okay. Did we get any written responses to the questions that we posed the last meeting? I apologize for being late.
Yes, we did. They were sent out last Friday.
How many did we get?
Four.
Answers? I only saw one.
There were four. I've printed them out. I have them right here.
And you
sent them the same document.
Each one got them. I sent all of them. I sent all of you the four. Let's see. When did I send that? Let's see.
I'm just going to have to call the discussion. We're in the middle of a vote.
Okay.
So.
All right. So,
Judy, can also send out the four responses to everybody so we have them.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So I'm sorry.
So okay.
For the short run.
Okay. So what is it, Judy? What do you say?
Sorry, I said no.
Okay. And
short
then, Ken, I'm sorry, what was that?
Hello?
Yeah, Ken?
Yes. Ken Loeffler, yes.
Ken Loeffler, yes. And let's see, Robert Mark?
Robert Mark isn't voting.
Okay. All right.
Unless it's a tie, then I guess I'll have to.
So right now I have 6 yes, 5 no, and 2 pass. No, 1 pass. I mean, Judy said no, so 1 pass. So 6 yes, 5 no, and 1 pass.
Well, not voting.
Okay.
Okay, so the motion passes. May I have a motion to adjourn to executive session?
So moved.
Okay, it's been moved that we go adjourn the meeting so that we can go into our executive session. I assume, like before, we can just stay on the line and we can have the screen turned off. And so as soon as that business is taken care of, we can get back on and move on with our business. So, with no further ado, the meeting is adjourned.